You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Therapy for depression and other mental health therapies as well.
You can learn more at maketheconnection.net. A major beauty supply company says its payment card system has been hacked for a second time. Sally Beauty Supply said this morning they have evidence to confirm that an illegal breach has occurred in their system. It's the second breach in a little more than a year for the Texas company. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 53 sunny degrees in Flemington, and today is definitely one of those too nice to go to work days. It's going to be up to 71 and sunny all day. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with high of 75. Everybody should take the day off. There's a 40% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 83, and Sunday, 30% chance of showers with a high of 83 again.
I'm ugly, I'm a loser, but you don't care.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The Library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we're joined in studio by Jeremiah Harris, the mastermind behind this Saturday's Comic Fest, to tell us what to expect. We have two other big events on the horizon at HCL, the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, and our Summer Concert Series. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer may be one of the most pessimistic people on the planet. She makes Vincent Van Gogh look like a rodeo clown.
This is true.
Upcoming musical programs and speakers, an update of construction at HCL, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer and Jeremiah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So this band Jennifer's playing is called Creatures, which correct. I understand will be performing at this Saturday's Comic Fest?
They will be.
I like this band.
Well, good.
So they can't go acoustic, obviously.
No.
Well, they can. Nirvana went acoustic on that MTV show. But they can. Anybody can.
Yeah, I think it'll work. It'll be fine.
I certainly hope so.
Where did you find this band, Jeremiah?
Actually, one of our artists that is participating in our Comic Fest this weekend. I guess he knows them, and he suggested to them to play this weekend, so that's how they got on our radar.
Are they local? Where are they from?
Bucks County.
Bucks County?
Yeah.
Cool. I like them. So they're going to have a drummer, a bass guitarist, and a lead guitarist? There's three of them?
There are three of them, yes. They have a Facebook page. I don't know that they have a website. If they do,
they do, and it was just updated.
It was,
creatures.com, okay. And Creatures is spelled C-R-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.
Okay, yeah, because when we were, you know, looking them up, we wanted to, you know, kind of make sure we did our due diligence.
That's reverse Beatles style, if you think about it. Beatles took Beatles with E-E and E-A, and Creatures did just the opposite, didn't they, Jennifer?
They did, Jim Thatch.
How about that?
I wonder if that is...
Our Beatles guru over here. He knows it all.
I do, Jeremiah, so... Are you a Beatles fan, yes or no?
Yes, how can I not be?
There's only one
okay,
answer
great.
For that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that aren't. You'd be surprised.
So you're looking at me for
you? No, not you.
No.
Okay, as always, we'll start with a programs coming up this week at the Hunterdon County Library. We had a movie last night. It was American Sniper.
Yeah, but it had to be changed.
Oh, it got changed.
Stop shaking. Speak up.
What happened, Jeremiah?
I was there last night, live on the scene, and I can report that the movie title was Mrs. Turner. I don't know what that
so
movie
you're coming
was.
To the library expecting American Sniper?
No, they called
and
everyone.
Mrs. Turner?
No, the DVD was, the release date was pushed back a month. So it's Mrs. Turner. It was Mr. Turner,
people.
The landscape artist. Mr. Turner.
This is a movie?
Mr. Turner, yes.
About a landscape artist?
About Mr.
I've
Turner,
never
James
heard
Turner,
of this
the
movie.
Artist.
Couldn't we have done another kind of similar war movie? Did we have to go exact polar opposite of American Sniper?
I was completely surprised. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't American Sniper?
We talked about Mr. Turner.
I wonder how long it took some people, if they didn't see the title, how long it took them. When's this guy going to kill someone?
Yeah, it was pushed back a month, but the release date. But everyone was called.
All right, so American Sniper. Oh, they were. Okay.
Right. Good. Was anyone surprised?
I was, but.
Well, besides you. We're always the last to know. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight we have a movie, and it was almost postponed itself because.
Did it arrive?
It did arrive. I saw it in Terry's mailbox. Girl Rising is a groundbreaking feature film that spotlights the stories of nine unforgettable girls from around the world, each born into unforgiving circumstances.
And what are unforgiving circumstances, Jim?
You said abject poverty, I believe, last week, Jennifer.
Right, lack of education.
Well, that's fixable. They're all
not
fixable.
Necessarily.
Oh, I guess if you're in a different part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very moving, I don't know how to describe it, Jennifer.
Documentary?
Well, yes, I knew that. It's directed by Academy Award nominee Richard Robbins and is narrated by Kate Blanchett. A lot of stars, Jennifer. Priyanka Chopra, who's that?
Deepak Chopra's daughter.
Who's Deepak Chopra?
He's a guru, a spiritual guru.
Don't know.
Don't look at me for reference.
I mean, there's loads of
Selena Gomez, I know who she is. Anne Hathaway, Salma Hayek, Alicia Keys, Chloe Moretz. Who's Chloe Moretz?
I do not know.
Liam Neeson, Frida Pinto.
I know who Liam Neeson is.
He was just in. I just watched a movie with him last night, part of it, nonstop.
Oh.
Did you see that, Jennifer?
No, I liked
the Patriot.
Air Marshal. Wasn't he in the Patriot?
No, he was not in the Patriot.
Liam Neeson was in Schindler's List.
That I saw.
That was probably his most famous. He probably won an Oscar for that. Did he?
I think he might have. Maybe the movie itself won an Oscar.
I think Ralph Fiennes won an Oscar for that, supporting actor. Meryl Streep and Kerry Washington all are narrating that movie, Jennifer, so I just don't know what to say about it. I'm unprepared to talk about the film Girl Rising, so my suggestion is to go see it yourself tonight, Thursday, May 14th at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. This is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Girl Rising, tonight, May 14th at 6 p.m. Also tonight at the North County Branch, Jennifer, you want to read about it?
I would, but I don't have it.
Awesome. Red Oak Country Boys, country and western band. If you don't want to see any girls rising, head up to the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. The Red Oak Country Boys consists of some local Califon residents. I'm not going to read all their names, Jennifer. They frequent WDVR's live Heartland Hayride show. And they feature tunes from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, such as Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Snow, George Jones, and most of the kings of country music. Country music fan, Jeremiah?
And that one is sponsored by the Friends of
Country. I asked Jeremiah a question.
Sorry.
Yes, country music is actually good to listen to.
Classic country, like the new country?
I guess I would have to go new country, because I can say for a fact in the last year I have seen a Keith Urban concert live and Rascal Flatts. Right. And I don't know if they're actually considered country. When I listen to them, I actually think they're more rock, but, you know.
I think they are considered country. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crossover hits. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I say it now?
What?
That concert is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
Okay. Why?
Because that's where the funding came from.
For the Red Oak Country Boys?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say that on flyers.
That's not my problem.
Next Tuesday, May 19th, Jennifer booked a interesting program.
Yoga for Back Care with structural yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser from Yoga Loca Studio in Frenchtown. Back pain can stem from tightness, weakness, and many different misalignments. Medical studies have shown that a gentle and mindful yoga practice can reduce many forms of back pain. In this class, you will learn some techniques that can be used for a variety of conditions, and there will be time for questions regarding your specific condition. And this can all be done in a chair, if you don't want to bring a yoga mat and get on the floor.
So either or?
Correct.
Great. Did you say she is the owner of Yoga Loca?
I did.
Okay, very good. Next Wednesday, Fred Miller returns with his final concert of his spring series titled Heaven, I'm in Heaven, The Sun, Moon, Stars, and Romance, an American popular song. That'll be Wednesday, May 20th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Repeated Thursday, May 21st at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. That's singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. It's afternoon concert series. Remember, that's a 2 p.m. start. And that evening...
And can I just say one thing about the Fred Miller concert, please? I'm sorry. At the headquarters Fred Miller concert, the Veterans Affair of Rural Healthcare representatives will be there again for any veterans who have questions.
Don't drive people away, Jennifer. They might have been harassing people last time.
They weren't. A lot of people were really grateful to have the information.
That actually was very good.
They are going to set up again, and then we'll try and have them set up at North County in the fall.
Okay, that evening, Jennifer, finally, City Winds Trio, Ragtime and Light Classical Music, Wednesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. They've been performing at our library for many years, a popular trio featuring an oboe.
A bassoon.
I think it's a piano trio this time.
Well, that's disappointing.
Why?
Because I loved when they played ragtime on the bassoon.
Well, the
what is a bassoon?
It's the long black woodwind instrument.
Oh,
with
okay.
The double reed.
Gotcha.
Did you play one in marching? Were you in marching band?
I sure was.
What instrument?
I played a baritone in marching band.
I don't even know what that is. Baritone is not an instrument.
It's a horn. It's a big gold horn that you carry in your arms.
Baritone is like a register. It's not
an
instrument.
It's a register. It's a baritone horn.
Okay, so it's a horn. What does it look like? Leave it to Jennifer to play an instrument. Then
it looks like a little tuba.
Oh. No.
Yes.
Surprising fact: I played the tuba in grade school.
I know, but not the one, not the sousaphone that you wear.
No, not the one that you wear.
But a baritone looks similar to a tuba. For somebody who doesn't know what
Jeremiah's
it is.
Jeremiah's never heard of it, and he played tuba. Are you sure that's what it was called,
yes.
Jennifer?
Why do I picture a baritone as like a longer saxophone?
Because that's a baritone sax.
Okay.
That's why.
All right. A little homework for everybody.
I know I was going to be harassed.
You're not being harassed. So why did you stop playing? Why did you pick that instrument?
Well, because I played the clarinet in the concert band.
Oh, so you're multi-talented, and you play the piano, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. And I played the clarinet through college.
Do you still own a baritone?
No, I never owned it. I just used the schools. But every year, I think I'm going to get one from Hunterdon Music and go to Tuba Christmas.
Could you go to what?
You could go to Tuba Christmas, too.
What is Tuba Christmas?
I don't know if they have it in Rockefeller Center anymore, but it's where all tuba players come, and they play Christmas carols. They used to have one in Rockefeller Center, and it was like thousands of tuba players.
I think I'll pass on that.
If we brought an instrument in, you would be able to play it still?
Play what?
The baritone
horn. I seriously
horn.
Doubt it.
I don't know. I still think that I have the lungs for, you know, wind instruments. Even though it's been years since I played one, I still feel like I could get back into it if I wanted to.
I would think.
Except
if you
the
learned.
Trumpet. The trumpet's more with the lips, and I couldn't. That would hurt.
You could play that too?
No, I couldn't do that.
You could join John Nobile's Summer Swing Orchestra.
No, I don't think so.
And play at the library.
No. I even was almost recruited for the harmonizers this past winter, and I turned that down as well.
They're very aggressive.
They are aggressive. They are aggressive.
Amen.
They are.
I want to say. Indeed. All right. It is 11:15. It is time to do some commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
Don't know much about history. That music can only mean one thing. It's time for Today in History. With Jennifer Winberry and special guest Jeremiah, who will be helping her ask today. We'll see.
Wait, he's playing with his phone. Why don't you make fun of him?
Why?
Because you make fun of me when I do other things.
Play with your phone?
Don't be smart, Alex.
Today is May 14th, correct, Jennifer?
It is
May 14th. I'll ask you some questions, some trivia questions of what happened in years past on this date, and also some famous people that I know by name only. Let's see if you do. We'll start with the history. Jennifer, we'll go back to 1607.
Okay.
The first English colony is settled where? Permanent English colony.
Jamestown.
Jamestown, Virginia is correct.
Good job.
I found out this weekend that I had a relative that was there.
Why? Because it's named James?
No. The last name. Cartwright was my father's mother's maiden name. And they were English.
So you were related to people?
They were in the James time. Jennifer's trying, attempt at humor. Okay. No, Jennifer, not those Cartwrights. Unfortunately, that would have been cool. Okay, May 14th, 1787, Jennifer. Why did I put this in here?
Couldn't tell you.
This happened in Philadelphia? What was starting to be written on this date in Philadelphia?
The U.S. Constitution.
That is correct. I didn't realize that over 10 years after the Declaration of Independence is when we wrote that. I thought it was written like at the same time.
No. That I do remember.
I did not know that.
I'm sorry, I should have given you a
chance. No, definitely. I do this trivia usually when I listen, and I'm no good at it.
May 14, 1796. Edward Jenner administers what for the first time?
Do you know?
No, I don't.
The polio vaccine. Not the polio vaccine, a vaccine.
The vaccine is correct. Which one?
Are you making faces over there?
I was going to suggest play the music again.
Smallpox.
Smallpox.
Smallpox, Jennifer. which I guess isn't even a disease. So the inoculation must be very good because you don't even hear of anyone having smallpox. What were smallpox? What would have happened to you?
I don't know.
It's like chicken pox, but a lot worse?
A lot worse, whatever.
So you get pock marks on you?
It was eradicated.
1804, Jennifer. Who began the historic journey this date in 1804 by starting to travel up the Missouri River?
Lewis and Clark.
Correct. Lewis and Clark left from Camp Dubois and up the Missouri River to start their expedition. Okay, Jennifer knows this one already, Jeremiah, because I don't know why. May 14, 1925, this Virginia Woolf novel is published.
Mrs. Dalloway.
So why is this such a great book?
I love this book.
What's it about? What's it about?
Oh, I can't do it briefly. It is a stream of consciousness.
Well, then we won't be doing it at all.
It is a stream of consciousness novel, which is one of my favorite forms of writing.
Kind of like Ulysses?
Sort of. Like Dorothy Parker more.
You didn't read Ulysses.
No. Where you just, the story is told from her mind. She's constantly talking like an inner monologue. And Clarissa Dalloway is buying flowers. She's getting ready to have a party. And as she's getting ready, she reflects on her life. Did she marry the right man? Did she make the right choices? And just on and on. And then in the early 90s, Michael Cunningham wrote a book called The Hours, which was based on this novel. And it starts with Clarissa Vaughn, played by Meryl Streep. She's having a party, and then it flashes back to Virginia Woolf.
So this book, the entire book only takes place in the matter of hours?
Mm-hmm, correct.
That's interesting to start with. Was Mrs. Dalloway ever made into a movie?
Yes.
Did you see it? Starring who?
I've not seen it, no.
Okay.
I believe it was made in England.
All right, moving on. That's more than anyone listening ever wanted to know about Mrs. Dalloway.
Most likely.
Except maybe family members of Virginia Woolf. Okay, May 14th, 1939. Now, this is fascinating.
Wait, Jeremiah, pay attention. This is fascinating.
Lena Medina becomes the youngest confirmed mother in medical history. At what age?
I'm going to take a wild guess at this. 12.
I'd say 8.
Younger.
Oh, my gosh.
5 years old.
Where did she live?
I have no idea. I just found that unbelievable. Okay, here's our Kiko trivia question for the day, just in case Kiko Morello is listening, our World War II buff. The Battle of Netherlands ends, Jennifer, when Netherlands surrendered to Germany as they continue to march through Europe. My question to you, how long was the Battle of Netherlands? How long did those feisty Netherlands
I don't believe patriots it was very fight long. For? Not very long.
It took 4 days. Yeah. 4 days for Germany to annex Netherlands. Okay, finally, in 1973, the United States' first space station is launched. What was its name?
Mir.
Mir? What country is this radio station taking place in?
Why does Odyssey sound like the name of it?
No.
No?
This was more famous for when it fell from
it
the
fell,
sky.
Because it fell recently. Like,
not recently.
It was, but we just had it. We talked about it.
It fell into over
a space lab. No, it was space lab. It was in the crossword puzzle last week in the Sunday Times.
Well, then you would have gotten it incorrect, Jennifer. We're looking for
no, because there were so many
Skylab.
There were so many letters.
Skylab. Okay.
Skylab. Yes. Okay. Finally, I have 8 names that were born or died on this date. Oh, Jennifer plays the Beatles' birthday song for this.
That's
Jeremiah.
To appease Jim.
Okay, born on May 14th, 1727, Thomas Gainsborough.
No idea.
He's an artist.
Just give me one of his works, Jennifer, and I'll mark
it. Little Boy Blue.
Blue Boy. I'm going to have to mark that incorrect. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, you would have marked it correct if Jeremiah weren't here.
Probably. No, I wouldn't have. Unless I was meaner to you than normal early in the show, then I had to make it up to you somehow. 1936, born on this date, Bobby Darin.
Oh, come on.
No clue.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Jeremiah's in another generation.
But he's a singer.
One song, Jennifer.
I know.
You know how this game works.
I know. I can't do it with the Beatles playing.
Okay. Bobby Darin, famous for Mac the Knife.
Mac the Knife, but that wasn't what I was singing in my head.
Beyond the Sea?
Beyond the Sea, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Married to Sandra Dee. Okay. Bobby Darin. Okay, born on this date. If Jeremiah misses this one, I will give Jennifer $5 million.
Oh,
born on this date in 1944, Jeremiah. George Lucas.
I think we all know the answer to that one.
Yeah, Jennifer, do you?
May the fourth be with you.
The Star Wars.
Yes, the creator of Star Wars, Jennifer. Okay, 1951, Robert Zemeckis was born.
He's also a movie director.
Correct.
Because Robert Zemeckis production.
That's wonderful,
give
Jennifer.
Give me a hint.
I don't know. Movie.
Give me a hint.
Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Robert Zemeckis, and so was Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Maybe two little films you might have heard of. 1952, David Byrne was born. Really?
No
clue. Jeremiah got this one.
Basketball coach?
No. Lead singer of the Talking Heads. Do you know who the Talking Heads are?
I do, but I don't know their parts.
1971, I only have three more for you guys. Sofia Coppola was born on this date in 1971.
I've heard of the name. I don't know what she does.
Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. She is a movie actress.
And director.
Director. Shoot.
Okay. Most famous for directing the movie Lost in Translation.
Okay.
With Bill Murray. That's her. She was also in The Godfather 3 as an actress.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, that is correct. That was a good movie. Died today, Jennifer, in 1982. Hugh Beaumont.
Nope.
No idea? Jeremiah's not going to get this one.
Wasn't even born.
He was born in 1909, Jeremiah.
No.
he played, best known for playing Ward Cleaver.
Oh.
In Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
And finally, we'll end it on a high note because you both know this one. Died today in 1998, the chairman of the board.
Frank Sinatra.
Correct.
He wouldn't. Did you know?
I didn't know about the nickname, the chairman of
Old
the board.
Old Blue Eyes.
It's just the anniversary of his 100th.
New Jersey's own Frank Sinatra.
year he was born. It's his 100th anniversary this year.
Do we have any Frank to play?
Yeah, do we have any Frank Sinatra?
No, because I don't look at this ahead of time.
Well,
that would be cheating.
You could always do the song that they play at the end of every Yankee win.
Summer Wind, Jeremiah. Is that what it is?
So it's not played very often, is it?
that's probably my favorite Frank Sinatra song, actually.
Do you also know who died today?
No.
It was Jean Rhys.
Jean Rhys? Okay, so that's name recognition.
Yes, do you know who she is?
How do you spell Rhys?
R-H-Y-S.
She's Dutch? I don't know who she is.
She's an author, but most notably wrote The White Sargasso Sea, which is considered to be the prequel to Jane Eyre. It's set in Jamaica and Dominica. And it's
but
about
written
Bertha.
After.
No, Jane but yeah, it was written after, but it was written the story of Bertha Rochester, the crazy lady in the act. You've heard of Jane Eyre?
Yes, I have.
Actually, that's Kendra's middle name is Bronte.
Really?
After
for the
author?
Never knew that.
Yeah, explains an awful lot, let me tell you.
What's Kendra's last name?
Quintero.
Quintero?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Kendra is a library staff
who
member.
Is very excited about Comic Fest.
They're still tuning in.
Who is very excited about Comic Fest. So you mentioned May the 4th be with you.
Yes, I did.
And that's, I realized, what the impetus for me saying, oh, we should do something with comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a May the 4th be with you last year.
Yes.
And the person who planned it and suggested it bailed on me that day and left me to do it all by myself.
I had wedding things to do. Not my own, but
don't worry
friend.
About it, Jeremiah. Yeah. She always does this stuff.
So, yes.
And it worked out okay. We had a scavenger hunt. We played the movie. People dressed up, had some crafts, and it was...
The original movie?
Yes.
Yes.
So I thought, and they talked back to the screen like it was Rocky Horror. I've never seen such a
thing. Really?
From my understanding, awesome. I know I wasn't there. I heard it was a great success.
It
and there was.
Was
a lot of buzz from it. So it was essentially the genesis of the idea of us going about putting together this huge 100 in Comic Fest that we have going on this weekend.
Which I didn't expect it to be huge.
I'm promoting it, so it's huge.
No, I mean it is. But when I first started out, I thought it was going to be just this little
local thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is still. It's a good local event. We're just hoping to get a big crowd to come in. You know, we have a lot of artists that are coming by, and I actually don't have any of the information in front of me, so I'm going to try to do it all.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. I'm going to try and do most of this off of my head.
Wait, excuse me. Does he get chastised for coming unprepared?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Special guests, privileges.
Just checking. Do you have to have lunch at 12:05? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So we've got the Hunterdon Comic Fest happening this weekend. Special guests that are going to be there are Scott Hanna. He is an artist, writer, did work for Marvel, Disney, and DC Comics. Mike Stewart, also an artist, writer, who does writing for Marvel and Disney. Pamela Batak, who is a project fashion designer who appeared on Project Runway. Rob Feldman, who does some comics. He did Dr. Shroud and Up and Coming. Yes, Comic Zap, spelled with a K, by the way, for those who might be confused. An up-and-coming artist, Shannon O'Connell, who does a lot of cosplay. And I started following her on Facebook, and yeah, she's all into it. And so many other artists that are going to appear by, and we're going to have actually panels going on throughout the day, one on digital comics, one on how to make comics. Scott Hanna actually has a special panel that he's going to be doing for that day where he's going
to
also show you know, our guests how to draw superheroes. And the other events that we have going on, the one that you guys always question me about, is our live Minecraft. We've posted, or at least we've taken pictures of the entire process of what we've been doing. Essentially, over the last 2 or 3 months, we've been gathering boxes just from anyone that was willing to donate them to us. And we used whatever paper around the library that we could find, and we've wrapped them all in to the general colors that are used in the game Minecraft, which is usually played on computers or any other devices that you can find. Essentially, I guess to kind of put it into a similar type of game that you guys would be familiar with would be The Sims. Never played The Sims?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be like The Sims, where you create your own world and you have to, you know, also kind of defend yourself from one of the creatures that we built. We built an Enderman. For those unfamiliar, it's the really tall one that if you're not really taking care of your character like you would, like in The Sims, you know, you have to make sure he eats and goes to sleep and, you know, does all his normal daily routines. So if you don't do that, Enderman comes after you. So we built an Enderman. We built the creature, which, again, his name is just Creature. Creeper. We also built the other, this one that hangs from the ceiling.
Yeah, I have to say something about that. He's not hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, no.
It fell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Sometime between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock it fell. 10:30 it fell.
Is the ceiling still intact?
Yeah.
This morning?
How is that possible?
The cardboard broke.
I was about to say thank you, Jim, for hanging it.
Oh. The cardboard thing that we rigged up there?
I have an idea to fix it, though.
No.
We just need to hang for 48 more hours and then we're okay. So we'll hang
it up tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to set up an entire area where anyone that comes by is going to be just playing Minecraft.
And we did
building.
Heads.
Yes, we created some of the heads, which we could have, and believe me, this was the more frustrating process for me when putting this thing together, was creating these heads, and thankfully...
But once you figured out the process,
Jennifer encouraged
me. I got so excited. I'm like, yes, we can do more,
I was really ready to say we're only using one of these because I could not go through it again, but eventually Jennifer encouraged me, and we were able to come up with 4 different Minecraft heads where our guests will be able to walk around with them on and, you know... Use them in our little world that we create, and you can build and, you know, chop down things. Because we have swords and axes, actually, from the game that are there. So it's really great. I mean, just to cover some of the other things, we have lots of sponsors. Special thanks, actually, to all of our Hunterdon County staff from the library, even the PR committee, and everyone that was involved with promoting the library's Comic Fest, or the Comic Fest that's going to be at the library. We really want to thank all of them. ShopRite, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, were our big participants. The Book Garden of Frenchtown. We also did have some, we are getting some support from the local comic shop, Comic Fusion. So we really do appreciate all the support and help that we've got from all of them. And hopefully, you know, this event that we have on Saturday will be a big success. We have a lot of giveaways, free stuff that we're giving out to basically anyone that shows up. We have posters. Yes. We have pins.
Penguin Random House sent me 4 boxes of stuff.
Another good sponsor there, Penguin Random House. We're really excited for all of this. And come on by. Please support us. Support your library. Support our Hunterdon Comic Fest. And if it's a big success, hopefully we will be able to put this on again next year and you know, keep it going.
So the date, once again, is Saturday, this Saturday, May 16th. It runs from 10 to 4. So what do people expect when they walk in the front door? Is there, like, something that they'll get that shows some all the activities happening?
We do have a schedule that's posted out that shows you the events that are going to be going on throughout the day. We have printed out maps as well. Thank you again, Jim, for creating those maps. That are going to show everybody what's going on in what location throughout the library.
And we do have the schedules printed.
Yes, we have the schedules printed. We in our children's room, we're going to have a bunch of games and crafts and things like that for them to play with and do for the little children.
Bigger ones who want.
And the bigger kid. Hey, I'm still a big kid. I'll be in there too, I'm sure.
Because we got the summer reading club theme this year that the Youth Services Department is using is superheroes.
Oh, neat.
And they just got. You haven't been paying. You don't pay attention to me.
You gave me that folder 3 months ago. I forgot.
But they just got all these cutouts, superhero cutouts. So Donna from Youth Services has been wildly cutting out. They'll be able to make bookmarks and all kinds of paper crafts.
Yes. Superheroes, shields, things like that. So I saw the pins. What do you call them? Cutouts. I don't know what they are that Youth Services got.
Oh, the die cuts.
Die cuts. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird little tool, but either way, you can have cutouts of the little superheroes, and it's great. I like it.
And they have popsicle stick superheroes with flying hair. Or
yeah, you can do that.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of volunteers there that can show you around if you need to find the Minecraft game or whatever. How are they going to identify? Do people working there, will they be identifiable? You can wear a badge or something. You're dressed up, right?
I will be dressed up, actually. I just got one of the final touches to my costume today. I needed a bow. I had to go out and find one. Thankfully, I know a couple of hunters who has a...
Oh, that kind of bow.
Yeah. No, not that one. Not wearing one of those. Yeah, because I'm dressing up as Arrow from the television show Arrow. I don't know if you guys watch.
I've seen, yes.
Yes, so I'll be as him this Saturday. I've got a big hood and everything. And the final touch is at least the thing that I was trying to not buy was a bow, because they're pretty expensive. Yeah, so I thankfully I know a couple of hunters in the area who has a spare bow that he no longer uses. He said he hadn't touched it in 15 years. So I was like, I'll take that. I'm ready. They'll be able to identify me. If you're looking for me on Saturday, I'll be dressed as Arrow.
The bow.
Yeah.
Bow.
Come by and say hello. I do know that we are going to have Deadpool will be there dressed up. And there's one other character, and I can't remember his name. Joker, I think, will be there as well, dressed up. Yeah, Joker and Deadpool will be there. So some of our people will be dressed up, and you can come by, volunteers, and say hello and show off your costumes. We also encourage you guys to do some cosplay as well, because we are going to have a cosplay contest, actually, where we're going to have some giveaways for our winner.
And there will be door prizes.
Mm-hmm.
First Second Book sent us some graphic novels.
Yes.
So just anybody who walks in will get a ticket.
Okay, cool.
We'll get.
Yeah.
Do the tickets have numbers on them?
Yes.
Okay.
We wrote them on the back because we...
Got it.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember putting numbers on
the... No, because tickets. We decided it was too hard to try to get numbers on the back, and we had enough stuff on the front to encourage people to post pictures to Facebook. And there is a Facebook page, Hunterdon Comic Fest.
Yes.
I got a really good feeling about this. I have a feeling it's going to be spectacular.
I actually just posted a picture on the Comic Fest to... on the Facebook page for the Hunterdon Comic Fest of us in here in studio. Jennifer wasn't in the picture because she was the one taking it, but still.
That's fine.
I just posted that online, so you'll be able to see that. I'm here in a Spider-Man shirt because, you know, why else? What else would you come as on the live radio show? Live on the internet.
Came as me.
So also on the internet, too, hclibrary.us, if you just want all the details and print out the flyer or something like that, just go to our homepage and click on the link to Comic Fest. And everything Jeremiah just talked about is there. And the dates and times, if you need a reminder. And Jennifer's dragging us to
it. I'm going to look at the picture he just posted.
You can wait, Jennifer. It'll be there all day.
Where is it?
It never goes away. Go to your left right now with the mouse.
Left.
No.
I see.
Yeah, that's it. You went to my page.
I went to your page. I'm not seeing it.
It's there.
I see it, but I don't see any picture.
How about we go to a commercial break, Jennifer, and we'll handle this over the commercial break.
We don't have...
We'll be back with more of the...
We don't have commercials yet. Read the weather.
Oh. We don't have any commercials?
Not for 5 more minutes.
We can do it now, please, so we can spare our listeners this torture.
All right.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show with special guest Jeremiah Harris.
Don't feel special right now.
Jim Thatch and
quick
Jennifer
look at a recap of your weather today. 72 and sunny skies. The weekend, Friday, 77 degrees, partly cloudy. Saturday looks like the worst day, 40% chance of rain. That might affect the Preakness, Jennifer, which is this Saturday in Baltimore.
We forgot to talk about the Preakness.
We're talking about it real quickly now. American Pharoah, the favorite, drew the rail, which could be tough for him. And I don't know how he is on an off track. It's a shorter field than the Derby. My prediction is going to be Dortmund this time. His stablemate.
I'm going to say Danzig Moon.
Okay. So, afternoon thunderstorms on Saturday, temperatures in the mid-80s. Sunday, partly cloudy, 86 degrees. And to start the work week next week, we're back down to low 70s and cloudy skies.
But if it's raining on Saturday, best thing to do?
Come on by the Hunterdon Comic Fest.
Yes. The Preakness is after the Comic Fest anyway, so you can
there
do both.
Absolutely.
Sure.
There you go.
I'll be watching the Preakness right after.
There you go.
Okay, so we had a request for some Star Wars trivia.
Yes, Jerry Moore is a big Star Wars fan. I am too.
All right, this is difficult Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Only George can answer these.
George who, Lucas?
Yes, whose birthday it is today.
Very good. So okay. Then we're in trouble then, Jennifer.
I don't know if we're going to get all
who
these.
Who manned the bottom gun turret on the Millennium Falcon? Obi-Wan, Han, Luke, or Chewie?
It was either Luke or Han.
It was Han.
I think it was Han, too.
Okay. Did you ever see a bottom gun turret?
Yes.
Oh, my. It's like a little bubble on the bottom of the plane. People are crazy to sit in there.
I thought they were both on the side, though. I don't know.
I thought they were on the side, too, but I could be wrong.
Maybe this is a different movie when the Millennium. We're thinking of the same fight. Maybe in a different movie they were something else.
What is the last Starfighter in the Jedi Order called?
Padawan.
I knew that one.
What was the question?
Sorry.
What is a novice in the Jedi Order called?
Oh, okay.
How many landing struts does an X-Wing have? 4, 3, 5, or none? It has wheels.
Landing struts? It doesn't have wheels.
I don't think it has wheels.
I can think of those things coming down.
You said the X-Wing?
Yep.
3.
That sounds great.
What were Darth Vader's last 3 words?
Ooh.
I'm your father, you were right, let me die, or Leia's your sister?
Let me die.
What color is the handle of the lightsabers Obi-Wan gave Luke, the handle, not the saber? Black, silver, green, or white?
I'm picturing silver.
It's silver, yeah. Let's go with silver.
How many troops patrolled the Endor bunker's back entrance? Too many to count, 2, 4, or 5?
Wait, say that question again?
How many troops patrolled the Endor bunker's back entrance?
I think it was like 5 because they threw 3 of them off.
Yeah.
They distracted like 3 of them and then there was only 2 left and they could... Let's go at 4 or 5. 5.
Whose call sign was Red 5 in the first Death Star battle? Biggs Darklighter, Luke, Wedge Antilles, or Han?
Biggs.
I'm going to go with Biggs, too.
What did Leia use to kill Jabba?
His chain.
Her chain.
Her chain,
yeah.
In Jabba's transport, what became of R2? He became a trash can. He was left.
He was a waiter.
He was a dessert tray or whatever you want to call him. Yeah.
What political body was Leia a member of? We find out in Star Wars. The Republic, the Galactic Senate, the Rebel Alliance, Imperial Senate.
Leia was a princess of the, the Republic would, I mean, at that time the Republic was just gone because the Emperor got rid of it, at least at the start of that movie.
Right. So there was no Senate when Leia was around.
Yeah.
So those are wrong. So what are the other choices?
Okay, what are our choices?
The Republic, the Galactic Senate, the Rebel Alliance, the Imperial Senate.
The Rebel Alliance.
What color are Chewbacca's eyes? Brown, blue, black, or yellow?
I think they're black.
That sounds good.
What system did Boba Fett track Han Solo to? Tatooine. Tatooine, Bespin, Cloud City, or Endor?
Cloud City.
What color was the first Death Star super laser?
I think the last one was green, but I think the first one might have been red.
Nope, white, blue, or yellow, or green.
Oh, boy.
White, blue. It wasn't blue.
It was not blue.
I don't think it was yellow either. Could have been white.
Let's go with that just as our best answer, because I know in the last one it was definitely green.
Who figured the others were dying when he heard the screaming from the trash compactor?
C-3PO.
Comlink. Who flew the Falcon during the second attack on the Death Star? Lando, Chewie.
Lando.
Yeah, he's right.
All right, submit my answers. Luke manned the bottom gun turret on the Millennium.
Oh, okay.
A novice Jedi is indeed called a Padawan. A X-Wing does have 3 landing struts. Darth Vader's last words were, "You were right."
Okay.
The handle of the lightsaber was silver.
Okay.
There were 4 paratroopers.
Not 5.
Not paratroopers, just troopers, stormtroopers.
You're close enough.
Luke was Red 5 in the first Death Star battle.
Okay.
Leia did use her chain to kill Jabba.
Mm-hmm.
R2 was a waiter.
Yeah.
Leia was a member of the Imperial Senate.
I
should have spoken up.
Do you know that one?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it because... That's when... Anyway, go
Her
on.
Mother was.
Chewbacca's eyes are blue.
Really?
Yes. Bespin.
I'll have to watch that in HD tonight.
Boba Fett tracked Han Solo, too.
Wait, say that again?
Bespin. Cloud City is in the Bespin system.
The Bespin mining colony.
That's a trick question.
What color was the first Death Star super laser? Green.
It was green. Then it was green in the last one, too.
So that was a trick question, too. That might made you think it was something different than green.
Okay.
Yes. Who figured the others were dying? C-3PO. Who flew the Falcon? And it was Lando. So you got 17 out of 15.
That's awesome. That's better than 100%.
Yeah. You said 17 out of 15?
7 out of 15.
Oh. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. You definitely said 17. It's okay.
I don't think so, but I know you'll check the archives.
Okay.
George Lucas only would have gotten 9 out of this.
There you go. It's his birthday, so he's busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have about 4 minutes left, Jennifer. Is that what clock time you have on your clock?
6 minutes.
6 minutes. All right. I want to talk about the art show.
Talk about the art show.
And, we each have 2 minutes since we have six. Okay. I get two. Jennifer gets two. Jeremiah gets two. Time you go. HCL right. Outdoor Art Show and Sale. It's coming up Saturday, June 13th. We're still looking for artists. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on our homepage, click on the link, and an entry form will appear magically, Jennifer. Just print it out, fill it out, and bring it in, or mail it to us. And then the art show itself on Saturday, June 13th, if you're not an artist, but just want to appreciate fine local art or even buy something, come to the Hunter County Library. It will be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll have live music with the band Acoustic Road. There'll be demonstrations by the Hunter and Watercolor Society. And then just a great outdoor atmosphere, bringing food. We will have concessions, but if you want to bring a chair, a blanket, and a picnic, we will not say nay to that, Jennifer. That's the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 13th. And then finally, the summer concerts are all set. Wednesday, July 8th is our first concert this year. All of them start at 6:30 p.m. We have the Summer Swing Orchestra on Wednesday, July 8th. Then the Blauenberg Band joins us on Wednesday, July 22nd. And then finally, the British Invasion and American Response on Wednesday, August 5th, at 6:30 p.m. All information is on our webpage, hclibrary.us.
I'm actually really excited about the summer concerts. They're a lot of fun. They bring a lot of people around the library. And weather permitting, it's always a great time at the library. A lot of good and positive responses are at least delivered to the circulation desk after they're all done performing.
That's good to hear. Jeremiah is 100% correct. Okay, my 2 minutes are done.
They sure are. All right, I'll go next, and then you can end with the Comic Fest. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, I have just set up a six-week session with 100 and Integrative Medicine's department, their wellness series. Join us on six mornings. There's going to be three Tuesdays, and then we're going to switch to Wednesday mornings. At 11 o'clock, beginning May 26th. On Tuesday, May 26th, we will have meditation with John Haspel. On Tuesday, June 2nd, we will have Tai Chi and Qigong with Judy Hasen, who was just at the library Tuesday night doing some Tai Chi. Tuesday morning, June 9th, we're going to have Himalayan singing bowls with Ann Anderson. Wednesday, June 17th, we will have Reiki with Diane April Cooper. Wednesday, June 24th, we're going to have acupuncture with Tamara Barisha. And on July 1st, yoga and posture with Marsha Ortega. And 100 and Integrative Medicine is part of, on the 100 and Medical Center, it is a nonprofit organization, and it bridges the gap between sort of Eastern medicine and Western medicine, and the thoughts that your body can do an awful lot to heal itself, and how some of these alternative methods can go hand in hand to help you on the road to a better life. All right, now you have 3 minutes. Go.
I have 3 minutes. Okay. Well, first, I've already mentioned that I'm showing up as Arrow. Are you showing up as anything, Jennifer?
It's still under negotiation.
Oh, really?
I asked you today if I showed up as Frida, would anybody know?
Maybe.
Who's Frida? Jennifer said she was going to come as a Wonder Twin.
Yes.
Didn't you say that this morning?
I did, but I don't have a purple bodysuit.
Tough to get in 2 days, I'm sure. I don't know where you can find those. Are you going to stop by, Jim?
I'm going to try. I have an electrician coming in the morning, but okay. I think he should be out of there by mid-morning. So
okay, good.
I want to see what all the hype is about.
Oh, it's a lot of hype. The picture I posted on Facebook actually has been shared at least twice. And
but I was one of them.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Once you found it, of course. But, yeah, we were able to, I don't know, I'm really excited about it. I hope it, you know, works out well and it's a good program and we can do it again for many, many years with a lot more planning going on and more promotion and more sponsors, which would be great. You can contact Jennifer at the Hunterdon County Library for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're really excited for it, and I hope everyone comes out. Again, I work at the Hunterdon County Library at night at the circulation desk, so if you want to at any point in time come in, talk books or comics and graphic
Saturdays
novels.
And Swedish murders.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So anytime you want to come and do that, just stop right in and say hello.
Hello. All right. Well, we hope to see everyone on Saturday at the Comic Fest. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Maryland business executive is still missing following Tuesday's deadly Amtrak crash. Yesterday, Bob Gildersleeve's 13-year-old son, Mark, was in Philadelphia handing out photo flyers, breaking the hearts of everyone who heard his plea.
My name's Mark Gildersleeve.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Maryland business executive is still missing following Tuesday's deadly Amtrak crash. Meanwhile, breaking the hearts of everyone who says the investigation into Tuesday's derailment is making progress. A summit on security in the volatile Persian Gulf moves to Camp David today. President Obama is hosting the summit with leaders and representatives of Gulf Arab nations. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release, completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public, and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen and put this number in your phone. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
California's ongoing drought is impacting our national forests in several ways.
We already have increased fuel buildups because we've suppressed so many of the smaller natural fires that we've had for decades, and we've got longer fire seasons.
USDA Undersecretary Robert Bonney believes thinning and removing underbrush for biomass can improve the health of our forests. He says that can also provide renewable energy with lower greenhouse gas emissions.
If we had markets for brush for those small diameter trees, it would allow us to get more work done in our national forests and across both public and private forests and improve the health of those forests.
He says the drought is likely to lead to an increase in catastrophic wildfires.
That they burn in a way that creates severe impacts, not just tree mortality, mortality, but also that sterilizes soils and those types of things, which can create real challenges in some of our watersheds.
The Undersecretary also stressed that more fuel is building up in forests because of the small fires that have been suppressed over the years. This is USA Headline News.
Hi, I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell, and for the first time, I'm offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system I've used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now, 844-HELP-US